near the sideline now, and this is the last. Comes back. Pierce was thinking about the field goal. Not a bad strike. He has done it again.
Yes.
Mitchell Pierce standing tall and winning the game for the Roosters.
Oh, yes, it is, fans. It's the weekend of the Adelaide Special. And Silky, so much to remember, so much to be thankful for. Mitchell Pierce, right-footed, right over the post, extra time, golden point, Adelaide Oval. Wow, Gus Gould says, wow. Well, let me tell you, it started off a little trip for ourselves down there on Thursday, get a sneak peek watching the AFL to make sure it was a great ground for our boys, and then it all unfolded. We had wineries with Minnie. We had the McLaren Vale Tour. Big shout-out to Jared Johnson, the captain of our commercial team. What a tour to Adelaide fans. Next time it's on, get on.
Hello and welcome to Roosters Radio. And we're going to take you back in time as we celebrate the weekend that was, as Bush said in the intro there. We kick things off with a little wine tasting at Penny's Hills Wines. And we spoke to Group Principal Tony Parkinson about the Black Chook range, and in particular, the one with Anthony Minicello on the label.
Well, Roosters fans, here we are in the beautiful McLaren Vale region of South Australia. And Bush, we're at a beautiful spot. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, look, we've been very fortunate, Silky, to be hosted by Tony Parkinson and the team down here, Penny Hill Wines. And, mate, they've launched the Black Chook. And Anthony Minicello, Black Chook Wines, Anthony Minicello on the label, and all of his playing highlights and his career on the back. But what's more of a highlight is this beautiful Adelaide Hills region.
We were joined by Tony Parkinson. Tony, welcome to Roosters Radio. Let's start by talking about the Black Chook range and the name.
Well, interestingly, thank you. We were going to call the wine the black-faced sheep because we have sheep on the property, the ones with the black faces. Anyway, a neighbour of ours, Hugh Hamilton, started a label about the same time called the Black Sheep. And Hugh is definitely the black sheep of his family, so we thought, right, we've got to let him have that. We look around the farmyard, we've got a 100-year-old chook house with chooks in it, Black Chook.
We're actually looking at it as we do this interview. Now on board as a sponsor of the Roosters, the partnership so far, how's it been?
It's been good, and typically it started like these things shouldn't, where Stuart O'Grady is a good mate of mine, Stuart, the Olympic cyclist. He's a mate of your coach, Robbo. They arrived here on bicycles. They had one glass of wine, maybe two, and I think Robbo recognised the synergy between the chook and the roosters, and the idea was born.
There's two types of wine. That the Black Chook with the Anthony Minicello label. Tell us a bit about the two.
We have produced a Shiraz, which is co-fermented with Viognier. Viognier is a white grape, which we grow just over the fence there. The co-ferment means that the white and the red grape go in together into the crusher. So they're not added, blended later or whatever. It's a co-ferment right up front. That small percentage of Viognier adds a beautiful aroma to the wine, which is what comes out of the glass when you first get near it, first nose it. So it makes it a very approachable wine. It also enhances the colour of the wine, and we have McLaren Vale and Padthaway Shiraz in it, so it's quite an interesting blend. It's a beautiful wine for the money, and we're very proud to have been able to put a Minicello Legends version on the label. And of course, the thing that, like any sponsorship arrangement, it requires the grassroots supporters, bless their souls, to buy the wine, and we've got mail order forms around in Adelaide this weekend for that. So you buy the wine, $20 a bottle, in any configuration of a minimum dozen. It's then shipped to your house, and the sales, the access to the wine will go on and beyond the significant Adelaide milestone match.
Tony, I tell you what we're going to do, and it's a bit of a treat for the fans. What they've got is the knowledge that Anthony Minicello, can we reveal that he was actually squashing some of the grapes himself with those great feet?
Well, I wasn't there, but I know he was.
Yeah, sure, he was.
And what we're going to do with that is to celebrate Mini squashing those grapes. Roosters Radio is going to continue to put the forms on our webpage and our social media pages and get it out to the masses, because Mini has got a massive following in Australia. And as we saw, not as big a following in Adelaide last night as he managed to walk the streets. Really, really unknown. In fact, Silky and I had to take a few photos of him along the way to make him feel comfortable. But look, it's been outstanding. The lunch was outstanding. And the people want to get down to Penny Hills Vineyard. What do they need to do to come and sample this, the great wares and these beautiful wines?
Well, we're a very easy 45 minutes south of Adelaide. And if you get to McLaren Vale is a really great region. It's made up mainly of family operations, so there's not much of the big corporate here. Penny's Hill is pretty much halfway between the McLaren Vale and Wallunga townships.
Okay.
And it's easily distinguished by old buildings, stone walls, flag, and the Chook House, of course. So, yeah, we encourage people to come down here, and there will be Black Chook Minicello wines available here as well. So here, through the club, anything to do with the Roosters will be access to this great wine.
Well, there you have it. Tony, thanks so much for hosting us this afternoon and spending time on Roosters Radio with Sookie and Bush.
Pleasure, boys. Pleasure.
I'm about to hit the Pinot Gris.
Well, Roosters fans, this is very special. We're standing in front of the original Chook House here in the McLaren Vale region of Adelaide. And with us, Bush, is the one and only man on the label, the great man himself, Anthony Minicello. Minnie, welcome back to Roosters Radio.
I know, first time in McLaren Vale, but it is a special occasion. We've got obviously our game down here this week, and we've got the sponsors down here, and the great Tony has put my head on a label, mate, on the wine.
Minnie, let me ask you, look, it's no secret, we've built a terrific relationship over the years, and everyone at the Roosters loves you because of how you are and you know what you've achieved, but you're so humble. Did you ever think, as a young kid, you know, you're going to play first grade, that's cool. You probably had those thoughts because you're an athlete. Did you ever think you'd end up on a wine label?
it's quite funny, isn't it? No, not at all. Not at all. Mate, pretty blessed to have a great career. And I think, you know, the Roosters have helped me a lot along the way to grow up to be the person I am today. So, walking in today with all the sponsors and you just see all these wines getting displayed and it's got your head on it. It's quite funny.
Minnie, you've been down here for a few days, been doing some clinics, you've been to a few schools. Tell us, how's it been and how has rugby league in general been received down here in South Australia?
Yeah, it's been great. I think, when Jared actually did the deal and the partnership to come down here for this game, we actually thought we're not going to come down and take the cash and run. You know, we're going to try and engage with the community and try and up the knowledge of the kids. Obviously, it's an AFL heartland down here. But, you know, this is my third time in Adelaide now, doing the schools and the programs that we run, trying to get kids interested. And to be honest, they are. They are interested. They know about rugby league, but there's a lot of questions. Ticket sales have been going really good for Saturday as well, so hopefully we get well over 20,000.
Men, just to wrap it up and finish off, for the Roosters fans, Roosters Radio's Theatre of the Mind, you and Jared, a formidable team, Dan. He would be mistaken as a bit of a Matt Preston's, and you'd be like a bit like a George Columbaris. So, you know, mate, he's looking extremely fashionable. His new tweed jackets and everything he's rocking out. But for the fans of the Roosters, Minnie's just standing here in a pair of amazing, fashionable sneakers, silky, some designer jeans, and this sort of knitted wear that just encapsulates that great physique. How would you describe Jared's fashion today?
Yeah, look, to be honest, he's a bit messy, Jared. Like he wears things a little bit too big for him. He's got the club logo, not club logo, the handouts from the club. That's what he wears. So yes. He doesn't like to actually shop for some good kit. If he gets it for free, he's happy.
So it leads me to the next question. Would you take up the Roosters Radio challenge of taking our COO on a bit of a mini shopping tour, perhaps a bit of a mini makeover, we'll call it?
Yeah, I think I'll take it up because I think he needs it.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pick three outfits. Sookie and I bought a case of the Black Chook because it got your name on it. And we're going to give away a bottle of Black Chook to the person on Roosters Radio that sends into our social media what their favourite outfit is. The one that you pick, they won't know, there'll be three. And Jared will wear them and he'll model them. And they'll go into the draw to win a bottle of Pinot Grigio and a bottle of the Mini Shiraz.
I like it, boys. Let's do this.
Now, Roosters fans, over the next couple of weeks, we've got a great initiative. We're trying to get our COO of commercial a little bit more fashionable. We're going to talk to our team at Jemani, who dress our Sydney Roosters first grade team and the club with some amazing suits, to see if they'll go in and give him a couple of outfits to try on, chosen by Klaus club legend Anthony Minicello. The fans out there to Roosters Radio, you can win a signed bottle of Anthony Minicello Shiraz or Anthony Minicello Pinot Grigio. Stay tuned for more as we dress our COO, Jared Johnson, to the Minicello standard.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. I'm Bush. Let's set the scene for our fans out there. We walked across the footbridge to the beautiful, majestic Adelaide Oval. 21,000 plus fans in attendance. And I have to say, the atmosphere was electric as the team ran out. 5 minutes in, Luke Keary looks like he scored a try. Orbo crosses at about the 15-minute mark. And then in the 25-minute mark, Josh Adokar snares an intercept, and it looked like the wheels fell off from about there on in.
Yeah, Silky Brody Croft right after that. Well, he broke our heart with another try, and we go into the sheds, and things aren't looking as positive.
Now, I tell you what we did do. At halftime, we got some thoughts from our sponsors over there. It was a great trip, and let's go to what they had to say.
It's halftime in the main game, 12-6 to the Storm, and I've got two of our sponsors. I've got Stephen Wade, sponsor of Boyd Cordner, and one of our favourite sponsors, Bush, from Country Link Kitchen and Bathrooms, Terry Stace. Boys, first half, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know what, I thought, you know, we started off like a rocket, but, you know, we're getting out there enthused.
Wade, you've just got into town. What are your thoughts on the first half?
Mate, I'm a bit kind of confused because that effort in that first half isn't the same team that's played for the last 5 or 6 weeks, mate. I think they probably came out and thought it was going to be a lot easier than it was, and they've had their bums kicked, so got a lot of work to do.
The beauty of it is, it's half-time. Robbo's got them in the sheds. I dare say a few stern words. What needs to change in the second half?
Well, I think, firstly, the defence needs to pick up. Our line speed has dropped off in that second half. We really need to get that kicking game in order too. And, you know, Trent needs to put a rocket up them. And we really do need to play that second phase play. That's what we build our success on, and that's what we need to keep going.
Well, fans and Silky, you all know what happened from there on in. The second half we come out, and there were people I know who told me today that they turned off with 5 to 10 minutes to go. They were disgusted, but remember one man's name, not just Junior Pierce, Michael Gordon.
Well, Bush, that's right. The 51-minute mark is 20-6. Latrell Mitchell crosses the stripe. And then it's out to 24-12 with 12 minutes to go. And then it was the great Mitchell Pierce, double cut out to Tupu, Mickey Gordon kicking one from the sideline. And then who can forget the Luke Keary chip for Fergo to score, and we know what happened after that.
Well, mate, that goal from the sideline from Michael Gordon, the hooter goes, we're all standing there, the fans are as one, almost holding hands. We were just sitting there and our boots were shaking, and sure enough, the ball never looked like missing, and it gave us the opportunity to have one of the great moments of Mitchell Pearce's career, a great moment as a Roosters fan, and just a great memory for Adelaide.
It certainly was, Bush. And as Piercy's field goal sailed over the crossbar, we all jumped up in unison as we got the 2 points. And we caught up with our jersey sponsor, World First, and we had a chat to their new MD, Ray Ridgway, and here's what he had to say.
Well, Roosters fans, here we are. We've got the team from World First and their new MD, Ray Ridgway, here joining us. Ray, what do you think of the game?
Oh, mate, absolutely brilliant. You know, coming out to the Adelaide Oval, seeing these two fantastic teams playing, unbelievable game, an unbelievable finish. Good on your Roosters. Killing it, mate.
You must be really happy to have the company supporting the club. They've cemented themselves in the top two.
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't want to be with any other team.
Well, Ray had that right. But I tell you who else got it right, Silky. COO Jared Johnson. What an outstanding job from him and his team to put this initiative, to take the game to the people of Adelaide, to broaden the rugby league community. We caught up with Brian Canavan. We caught up with CEO Joe Kelly. But one man needs to be lauded for his great efforts. Big part of the team, Jared Johnson. And here's what he had to say about the trip to Adelaide.
Jared, 21,000 from a commercial point of view. What are your thoughts?
Probably it's not from the commercial point of view, it's probably from the whole of game point of view. I thought it was really good that, you know, the people of Adelaide come out and supported it. I thought it was, you know, fantastic of the Roosters, but also, you know, the Storm, you know, and their support of marketing the game and making players available was really positive. So, you know, not to be too cliche, but for the whole of rugby league, it was a really good result.
And as a spectacle, the game itself? Yeah, I think the fans will come back wanting more.
It was a weird one, wasn't it? So, yeah, it was a great, great result by the guys on a night where they probably didn't play to their best.
Jared, the partnership with South Australia Tourism, so far so good. How's it been?
It's been really good. They're a pleasure to deal with. They've got a fantastic government that's engaged in what their what their people want. They want to see lots of sport at a magnificent stadium. So for them to engage rugby league and to bring it here is you know, testament to them, and that they're a lovely organisation to deal with.
Well, there you go, Bush. What a great weekend we had down in Adelaide. Plenty of fun, met some great people along the way, and we got the right result.
And Silky, the partnership we got is for 3 years down in Adelaide. So fans, get yourself ready for next year. Get down to Penny's Hills Wines in McLaren Vale. Get the train down to Glenelg. Get down and see the Adelaide Oval, and you'll have a ball, courtesy of the Roosters.
Now, Bush, 3 p.m. Saturday at the Central Coast Stadium, the Roosters host the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks, and we both know they have been a bogey side for the past few years.
They certainly have. Silky, I hope our boys take it to the Sharks on the weekend. Lots to play for. Of course, all the boys coming up to the last game before Origin. Selection again. Points to prove. I don't think there'll be many changes there, but there are players from both teams trying to show their wares to coach Laurie Daly. So lots to play for besides the 2 points.
Bush, both teams have been a little underdone the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the Sharks got touched up by Manly on the weekend. We both know the Roosters haven't played their best football the last 2 matches, you know, against the Storm and the Tigers. So there's plenty to play for. It's second versus fifth, and we're trying to cement ourselves in the top four as we run to the finals.
I tell you what else, Silky, something to look forward to. Siwa Takiyehu back on the side, and hopefully our captain, Boyd Cordner. All to play for Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Central Coast Stadium. Get up there, fans. Now, Silky, it'd be remiss of us at the end of this show to not thank lots of people for their great efforts. And, of course, the team down Adelaide doing a great job looking after all sponsors and fans alike. Don't forget, we've mentioned it all podcast. Book yourself in this year for next year. But a quick shout-out to one of our big fans that approached me after the game at the Intercontinental Hotel, Tim, the truck driver from Western Star Trucks. Mate, hope you're listening. Good luck on the roads and keep loving the Roosters.
While we're throwing out a few shout-outs, Bush, I want to give a big shout out to our fans in Papua New Guinea. We've been getting a lot of messages from our fans up there in Papua, and we really love the feedback. That's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. Stay tuned for next week. It's still weird.